seated. I didn't know if I was on or off or...
Oh, it fell out.
There you are.
Good. All right. I'm fixed up, I think. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to explode. Praise God. Well, we're happy to be here, and we're glad that you are here in the house of the Lord in the absence of your pastors and the family and all of them. We have not talked to them since Detroit. They were getting to go flying from Detroit overseas, I think, to Japan. But they have text, and so they arrived there, and they did a wedding involved in that, and then he preached the first service because they're ahead of us Sunday in the new facility that Brother Lee has on. It's on a campus, and they had a great service. But I think they're all exhausted because it's just you kind of. When you arrive there, you hit the ground, you're running, because it's just one thing after another. But they've been blessed. The Lord has blessed them, and everyone is doing fine, everyone well. And I believe the Lord's going to, when they're getting ready to, I think they're all involved in teaching in a conference. And so it's just a time of relaxing and enjoying the scenery. It's go, but the work of the Lord, praise God, God's going to bless them, and there will be souls added to the kingdom. But we're thankful to be here. We had a great Thanksgiving at the Predmores and then the Post, and I think I'm gaining too much weight, but the food, great. We thank all of them, and I've seen in fact, the midst of decoration, I don't know who's doing all the fine Christmas decoration, but Lord bless them. Thank them. Praise God. It's I have on. This is not Michigan colors. This is Swedish colors. See? And I was asked about, why are you wearing Michigan colors? Well, I think Ohio won. You know, when I was just 8-10 years old in St. Paul, I lived not too far from the place where the St. Paul or the Minnesota Twins played. And so at 8 and 10 years old, they'd let us all in. All of us street kids would get to go into the arena where they played the ball, and we were free. They let us in free, and we'd stand along the side, and we'd watch the Twins play. So it wasn't too long, and I became one of the Minnesota Twins. And a fan, and then a little later on, I found out the Vikings. That's the Minnesota Vikings were the team, professional team, and so I just became a Viking. And then when we moved to St. Louis, there was a lady in the church that knew every player, every baseball player, and after service, she would say, you know what, the Cardinals lost the game because they didn't put in pitcher number two, and I didn't know pitcher number one. And but anyway, she knew everything, so I became a Cardinal fan. And then, believe it or not, when I started pastoring in Arkansas, I don't know if you know about hogs, but I became a Razorback, a hog. I'm not going to tell you what I am now. It's called a nut. Worthless one. But I guess the Buckeyes are doing good. I don't know. We had an individual in our church, since Sister Shostrand is a Tiger. She's an LSU fan, and I don't know if she follows all the games or not, but we have an individual in our church who is he shot for Remington. He's a marksman, and he sent us a text last night at 11 o'clock and said, well, I just killed my fifth deer, and I think he killed four bucks and one doe. And he's, of course, allowed to do that in Arkansas, and sent us a text. I was in the bed. I'm glad he sent it to my wife because she's an LSU fan. And ding-a-ling, the phone goes on, and this text is, and he said, well, guess what? LSU is in the game, and he kind of kids her, and they go, they're back and forth on this LSU, and at 11 o'clock, our time, at 10 o'clock Arkansas time, 11 o'clock, he's texting, and he said, I'm going to have to go to bed. He said, this LSU game is going overtime and overtime and overtime, and I think it's the longest scoring or highest scoring game in the 70s, and I told Sister Shostrand, I could care less about the Tigers right now. I just want to go to sleep. Anyway, I guess just having a lot of fun. But I thank God for his goodness and his blessings. I looked at behind me on the screen some 30 plus needs, and I heard the report here about all of our needs, and we have needs. In fact, everybody here has a need. If you don't have one, why, come see me. I'll talk to you. I saw 37 up there that needed some kind of an answer. And before we left, the last month, we had, and I'll just name you seven, a lady came and said, I need prayer, I'm having kidney problems, I need help from God. And another individual said, Brother Shostrand, my husband is now diabetic and I'm having difficulty trying to arrange all the meals, and we need prayer. We need help. And an individual texted Sister Shostrand and said, I fell the other day and I was on the back porch and she lives alone. She said, I was here 4 hours before finally someone came and said, I'm doing better, but I really had a bad fall, and they had her checked out, no broken bones, thank God. But she said, remember us in prayer, I won't be in service. And a lady came with several letters and said, our estate is in probate and we're there for the last year. I need God to perform a miracle. And we spread the letters out on the altar and asked God, anointed them and prayed and said, God, give an answer. And within just about 7 days, she had an answer from the lawyer that helped solve most of the problems. But it just seemed like one after another. One lady said, I have a vein in my neck. I have some blockage, the doctor said. I need prayer. And a young man said, my father fell. He's 87, and I'm going to have to go and help him have prayer. And we, last month, Sister Shostrand and I were in our minister's retreat at Branson, Missouri, and our district superintendent gave us a report, and he said, let me give you some of the needs. He said, the former superintendent's wife had a stroke, and he said, we have a pastor in a certain city in Arkansas that has cancer, Another pastor just went to the hospital, and an assistant pastor fell. These were all pastors, and I'm at the, we were at the theater with about 30 or 40 of us ministers, and I was sitting next to a minister that he and I had served on Sunday school for several years, and he said, guess what? He said, I just turned 80, and a doctor said my knees are getting so bad I may have to have replacement. And so it seemed like it went from one situation to another, and I piled up all these needs together. And so I said, Lord, how does God respond to our needs? And if I were to ask, is there anyone here that doesn't have a need or know of a need? Well, no hands would go up, because every one of us, all of us, have a need. And it's one of these things that we just are faced with in this kind of a world. But you know what? Jesus had some needs. He had to have help from the Holy Spirit to resist temptation. He had to have help to resist the devil. He had to have help to endure suffering and pain. So the Lord had need, and the Holy Spirit was his helper, the same Holy Spirit that is our helper. Thank the Lord. And so in fact, in Hebrews, let's go there. Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 6th verse. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You can shout it out sometimes, and sometimes we have to shout it out. Lord, I need help. Help me. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Why? Because the Lord is our helper. Everyone, sometime or another, needs help. Everyone needs a miracle. Everyone needs healing. Sometime in your life, you're going to have help. You're going to need a miracle. You're going to need healing. And so when I looked at all of this, I thought, Lord, you want the priest to say in Numbers, the 6th chapter, the 22nd verse? This was the priestly blessing. We often quote this, and we use it in Numbers, the 6th chapter and 22nd verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Everyone needs a blessing from God. Everybody needs the Lord to bless them. The Lord bless thee. Thank God. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I'll bless them. Praise God. Everybody needs a blessing from God. Everybody needs the peace of God. So in my sense, everybody needs help. Everybody needs the blessing from the Lord. Everybody needs a miracle. You heard, and I read and followed it for some time, because I thought the story was impossible about these 12 young men, boys actually, that were in the cave in Thailand that went 2 miles in and could not get out. Did they need a miracle? Yes, they did a miracle. And I believe that, in fact, the whole nation of Thailand went into prayer and asking God, their God, to save these young men and their coach. And they needed a miracle. And the nation went into prayer, and the 12 boys, they got every one of them out. Well, did they need a miracle? Did they have a need? Yes, they had a need. And so how does God respond to our needs? I'm trying to find in God's word, Lord, how do you respond? And then that song came to me. We used to sing it a lot in St. Paul, and we sing it not as often in Arkansas, but I think her name was Annie Hawkins that wrote the words, and her pastor did the music for it. I need thee, oh, I need thee. How often? Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need you. How often? Every hour. Every day I need you. And I don't know how and why she wrote that song, but she felt, Lord, I need the Lord. I need him to bless me. I need him every hour to bless me. And how am I going to get this blessing? I'm going to come to him. I'm going to ask him, Lord, I need you. Bless me. Help me. I have a need. And so I'm glad that you and I can say, Lord, we need you. We have a need. We need your help. The Laodicean church, the Laodicean hour, the lukewarm hour that we're living in, it says that church will have need of nothing. That's not us. We may be in Laodicean hour, but we need the Lord. We have need of him in this hour. And so I went to Psalms 107, the 107th Psalm. And I kept thinking, Lord, how do you respond to our needs? So I found it in the Psalms. 107 and verse 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of all their distresses. God responds to our needs by first saving us. Look at this. Cry to the Lord in their trouble. He saveth them out of all their distresses. The first thing that God does is he saves us. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, all with one accord in one place, and there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. When he talks about saving us, the first thing God wants to do is save you. They said, what must we do, apostle? He said, repent. Be baptized, immersed in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in another language as the Spirit of God gives us the utterance. And so the first thing God wants to do is save us. And if you're not saved, the first thing he wants to do is deliver you out of all the stresses and all the troubles. He wants to save you. How do I get saved? Repent of my sins and get buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to fill me, amen, until I speak with another tongue as the Spirit of God gives utterance. So the first thing the Lord wants to do is to save us out of our troubles, our distresses. And how is that? We under no salvation. Thank the Lord. Salvation. When we talk about salvation, we talk about being filled with His Spirit. And I know when it talks about to be saved in the Hebrew, you're talking about to be safe and to have help and to have a visitation from the Lord. And so when we talk about salvation, we talk about repentance and baptism and the infilling of the Spirit of God. So the first thing the Lord wants to do to respond to our needs is He wants to save us. And if you're not saved, He wants to save you. Thank the Lord. And so go to Romans, the 10th chapter, and the 13th verse, Romans 10 and 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He wants to save us. Hang on. This is how God responds to our needs. Does someone, if you're not saved, you have a need. And the need is the Lord wants to respond to it. And how He responds is by saving us. So the first, did I go off? Am I still on? Okay. The first thing the Lord wants to do is respond to our need. And our need is if we're not saved, He wants to save us. Thank the Lord. Now, look at Psalms. Fix that thing in there. Hallelujah. Look what the psalmist said. Now I can hear. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. 20th. He sent His word and healed them. The first thing how God responds to our needs is He saves us. Then the next thing He says here, the psalmist said, He responds by sending His word and healing us. Now, you say, Brother Joe Strand, I don't need healing. Yes, you do. Every soul here needs healing. Everybody, me included. There's the first kind of healing is physical healing. You say, I don't need physical healing. Second kind of healing is emotional healing. That's my mind. First is my body, then my mind. Do you ever have any doubt? Do you ever have any fear? Emotional healing. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I need You to touch this thinking, my mind. And then there's such a thing as spiritual healing. What is spiritual healing? That's when God cleanses us and washes us. How? He washes us by His word. So everybody needs healing, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, or whether it's spiritual. But everybody needs some kind of healing. And so how does the Lord heal us? He sends His word and heals us. You know, the first thing He did, and I think it's in St. Luke. First thing He did, He said, disciples, I want you to go on out. And I want you to preach the word and tell them the kingdom of heaven has come unto you. First thing He told them, He said, preach the word. Then you'll read it. Then He said, heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out devils. You know what He's telling them? When you preach the word, my word is going to heal the sick. My word's going to cleanse the leper. My word's going to cast out devils in Jesus' name. So he said, first preach, tell them the kingdom of the Lord has come unto you. And when they went out, and he's talking about them, what they did in the psalmist said. He sent his word and healed them. God sends his word. Yes, we anoint with oil and we lay hands on the sick. Why? Because it's his word. And he sends his word. Thank the Lord. I'm not the healer. We're not the healers. But he sends his word. Who are you? I am the Lord thy God that healed thee. Thank the Lord. And so when we follow his word, the healing, thank God, comes by the word of the Lord. So first of all, God responds to our needs by saving us. Then he responds to our needs by sending his word and healing us. Look at this next one. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God responds to our needs by saving us, by healing us, and by delivering us. That's the way he responds. And you know what? That covers everything. Thank the Lord. I'm glad he delivered me out of the pit of sin. If you're here today and you're bothered by habits, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or whatever, some vice that has a hold of you, that need can be supplied by the power of Almighty God. He sent his word and healed them. He said, I'll deliver you. Thank God. Whatever the situation is, I will deliver them. You know what? God is able to respond to whether it's a spiritual healing, a physical healing, thank God, or whatever emotional healing, God's able to respond. He responds in such a beautiful way. Thank the Lord. You say, will I need deliverance? Well, Paul and Silas needed deliverance, and at midnight they sang and prayed, and the doors came open. He sent the power of God for what? Deliverance. And so whatever your need is, whatever my need is, our God is able to supply that need. And how does he do it? He saves us. Thank the Lord. He delivers us. Thank the Lord. He's able, whatever the situation is, God is able to do it. Thank the Lord. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them. He sent his word. He healed them. Then he said, I'll deliver you. That's how God responds to our needs. Whatever your need is this morning, allow God to respond to it. I just come to him. Say, Lord, here I am. What do you want? I want you to bless me. I want you to give me peace. Thank the Lord. When I think of all the needs that we have, but our God, in just three simple words, three simple ways, maybe I should say, by saving and healing and delivering, he can respond to every need that's here. Don't leave without saying, Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Thank God. Lord, how do you respond? I come to you. Thank God. In Jesus' name, we come to him. He sends his word and heals us. God, he sends his word and delivers us. He sends his word and saves us. A former student of my wife's, in fact, 20 years ago, had her in high school some 20 years ago, has never been in our church Just had her as a student. Well, since we've been here, she called. In fact, she lives in Little Rock, lives 20 miles from us. She called, talked to my wife 2 hours the first time. She said, I lost my father about a month ago, and my mother is at the point of death. Talked to her 2 hours. Next day, called, said my mother's passed away, talked to her another hour. You know what she said? She calls her Miss Shostrand, because as a student, she said, Miss Shostrand, I need you. I need you to pray for me. She said, I'm not there. I'm in Ohio. She said, I want to come by your house. I need you to pray for me. She said, I have no one. And she said, Pastor Tackett is there. Go by his house. Pastor called us last night. Said this young lady knocked on the door. And he said, I opened the door, and she stood there, and she said, I need you to pray for me. She wrapped her arms around him. He wrapped her arms around her and prayed. She said, I just need God to help me. Everybody has a need. We haven't heard from her today, but we probably will. But he called us, the pastor called us and said, I didn't know what else. She told me that I need you to pray for me. And he began to pray in the presence of God. And he said, you know what I'd love for you to do? I'd love for you to come to our church this Sunday and be in service where the body can pray with you. Where the church can pray with you and be with you. Everybody, let's stand. Everybody has a need. And whatever our need is, I'm totally convinced that God can supply that need. Whatever it is, he's able to bless. Thank God. And I think in closing, it would be good if we would just kind of bring our needs to the Lord. If you'd like to come, just gather around the front. We'll pray. Say, God, here I am. I just need you, Lord, to wrap your arms around me and supply my need. And I believe the Lord will supply our needs. Praise God. Praise God. Let's just lift a hand to God. Lord,
I need you more.